We'd like to thank our sponsor, Taco Bell. Use the promo code Ancient Egyptian Culture when you order at any Taco Bell near you and buy one, get one free from any item on the dollar menu. Explore the power of the dollar.
Welcome to Tea Time Talk with Grayson and Audrey.
Today we will be talking about Old Egypt, a civilization which lasted for roughly 445 years.
We'll be covering the topics of religion and women in ancient Egypt. The first pyramid built was in 2630 BCE, which proved to be ancient Egypt's peak of importance.
It is located in North Africa along the Nile River in Egypt.
Out of the seven aspects of civilization, there are a few that have key importance.
Different social classes were key aspects of civilizations. Social classes made it so people had different values and so that more powerful people could arise.
Written language is another very important aspect of civilization. Written language makes it so that data can be recorded and so that stories could be immortalized for people to remember.
The third most important aspect of civilization is an organized religion. Religion is very important to people. It can control what decisions people make and what people believe in.
The aspects of civilization that we will be focusing on for ancient Egypt are organized religion and social classes. For the aspect of organized religion, I will be focusing on the beliefs and the religion of the people.
And for the aspect of social classes, I will be focusing on the women of ancient Egypt. To start off, women in ancient Egypt was a very important aspect when historians study ancient Egypt. Women in ancient Egypt were typically considered equals in business, law, medicine, and government. Journalist Rumiko Rashidi describes women's positions in ancient Egyptian society. Quote, women inherited and willed fortunes, introduced legislation at the courts of law, and commanded the respect of king and commander alike, end quote. Social classes were a big influence on the role of women in ancient Egypt. Quote, in ancient Egypt, society was divided by class, not gender. The pharaoh was at the top, with his family and members of the royalty coming next. The upper class mainly consisted of people in government, business, and religion. The peasant class was the most populated. Followed by that was the slaves, end quote. In other societies, rights of a citizen relied heavily on gender. Fortunately, ancient Egypt was not one of those societies. Within the household of ancient Egyptians, the responsibilities and different jobs for men and women. Typically, men would work and provide food for the family, while women were the housekeepers and tended to the children. Although these jobs were different, both were considered important. In the book, Women in Ancient Egypt by Anne Sharp, historian James Henry Breasted explains the way marriages in ancient Egypt worked. Quote, a man possessed but one legal wife who was the mother of his heirs. She was in every respect his equal and always treated with the greatest consideration. End quote. Religion was no doubt an important aspect of the ancient Egyptian lifestyle. Goddesses helped to make women valued in ancient Egypt. Hathor was an example of a goddess who men and women alike worshipped. She was a goddess who was worshipped as a great mother. Historian David Silverman describes Hathor's role. Quote, because Hathor was closely connected with sexuality, fertility, pregnancy, and childbirth, she was a particularly important deity for women, many of whom undoubtedly visited her shrines with gifts and petitions. End quote. In addition, women sometimes held important roles involving religion, such as priests. Quote, hundreds, if not thousands, of women became priests, and it was a huge honor. Priests chanted prayers, sang sacred hymns, and played musical instruments. Their most important task was to honor the goddess for whom the temple was built. End quote.
Ancient Egyptian religion and beliefs were very complex. The Egyptians were polytheistic, which means that they believed in many gods. After a while, quote, the Egyptians adopted anthropomorphism gradually, fusing the three ideas of nature, animal, and man, end quote. This means that the Egyptians saw the gods as human figures, which made them more relatable. They also thought the gods had animal heads, which brings me to how important animals were in Egypt. Animals in ancient Egypt were held very highly. Because ancient Egypt is, well, ancient, what people saw daily reflected their religion. So, animals were thought to represent gods. Because of this, quote, during much of Egyptian history, live animals associated with gods were maintained in temples where they dwelt in pampered luxury, end quote. Animals were actually brought into the temples of the gods they represented, because the ancient Egyptians believed that it would make the gods happy. Could you believe that? Because the Egyptians thought it would make the gods happy. They had to domesticate wild animals like crocodiles and birds and bring them into the temples. And mind you, this is before the protection of clothing and high-tech devices to help them. Quote, local areas had local gods, with each city or region often having their own deities that they worshipped. End quote. This means that each region worshipped a different god. Also, the wealthier people got, the more gods they worshipped. Quote, if a city came to prominence under a ruler or a powerful official, then the local gods rose along them. These became state gods, worshipped by the wealthy and elite in the temples. End quote. This means that when people took over regions, that god was brought alongside it. Pharaohs were a staple in ancient Egypt. If you search up ancient Egypt, you will most likely see something about the pharaohs of it. Why is that? Pharaohs were very important and held highly in ancient Egypt. Quote, his Caesar was the pharaoh, and the pharaoh was a god. End quote. This shows that the pharaohs were held as gods. When a pharaoh died, they became a minor god, and when they were living, they were believed to represent a god. This shows that ancient Egyptians really thought of religion as a lifestyle, not a choice. Finally, the afterlife was very important to the ancient Egyptians. Quote, the ancient Egyptians' attitude toward death was influenced by their belief in immortality. They regarded death as a temporary interruption rather than the cessation of life. For the continuity of life after death, people paid homage to the gods, both during and after their life on earth. When they died, they were mummified, so their soul would return to the body, giving it breath and life. End quote. According to anthropology, msu.edu, quote, it was believed that each person had three souls, the ka, the ba, and the ak. End quote. Death was only a transitional stage that led Egyptians to a better, more perfect life. Therefore, so much time and wealth were spent on preparing for the next world. People believed that death was okay, which is not a normal thing for people to do. This is something that makes the ancient Egyptian religion very special.
Now, ancient Egypt was a very complex and interesting civilization that arises many questions.
I wonder how religion affects Egyptians' daily lifestyle and how religion evolved over time.
And I ask myself, in what ways women were equal and not equal to men.
The building of pyramids shapes our understanding of ancient Egypt. The pyramids were one of the biggest public works efforts in that time period. These buildings were temples that were dedicated to the gods or pharaohs. These monuments help historians discover what ancient Egyptian was like.
Over 80 pyramids were built that helped define ancient Egypt as an important civilization in history.
Further your understanding on these topics by visiting AustralianMuseum.net, TourEgypt.net, HistoryMuseum.ca, and the book Ancient Egypt by Lionel Cassone.
Thank you for tuning in. Come back next week to Teak Talk Time for all the tea on ancient Greece.
Bye!